That's why God says you must trouble the mind. That's the purpose of the Day of Atonement. When you begin to afflict the mind, you begin to shake it. You say, God, I'm too comfortable with sin. And sometimes when you get to the point when the conscience has been seared, that is, you no longer feel bad for telling lies. Run, though. Me, I'm running. I say, God, I've seen some things I don't like. Have mercy on me, I'm running. Please tell God that that brother says he's running. Let you help him. That's my prayer for you. Say, God, help that brother. He's running. Are you running? Amen. Amen. And the Bible says a little leaven does what?
Leaven does a lot.
So if you do not be, if you are not violent, I am telling you, the soul will go darker. Amen. So the man said, well, let's just be going. Going means you have accepted the darkness. And may that darkness not embarrass you and me. Amen. Because the day it will surface, it won't give you warning. Hallelujah. Bible says, for by a whorish woman that the Son of God is what? Made like a piece of bread. Because the adulterer will hunt for what? The precious soul. May the Lord have mercy upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. So the effect of this spirit's covering is that it brings darkness and blindness within the soul. Now, when we talk about blindness to the soul, what is this talking about? It means that the mind loses the capacity to see in the spirit. The mind loses the capacity to what? Hear the trumpets of God. Amen. The mind loses the ability to what? To discern. He says that he will give us a teaching priest that we might know how to separate the precious from the vile. Amen. How you know a matured person is that he's able to recognize evil and run away from it. The Bible says that the prudent man sees the evil from far and does what? But the foolish son, what does he do? He walks. In fact, he says, oh yeah, come. And he opens the soul and the darkness. Many of us, our soul is overtaken by sin because we are foolish. Okay, let me not say it, because I am foolish. I don't have discernment. You see, I'm a young man. When you say young man, it means my soul. It's a soul you're void of understanding. I can't discern the evil. I remember a message, brother, Isaac preached on the razor. Remember the razor message? Where is the Isaac man? He preached the message about razor. What's that man? The man that has a lock, also, the Nazarite. That's the word, Nazarite. If something happens to the head, he will go and clear it and start afresh. And the man must see, when he sees a dead body, he will run, because if he touches that dead body, that's the end. Even if it is 40 years, he starts afresh. And many of us, we don't even have any nose. Talk of flat nose. We walk right into the evil. We're a piece of bread, a piece of cake. Amen. You are typing. You say, let me send a message to Brother Bere. And something went. You say, press. Should I press? Should I not press? Then, while you are there, before long, it's okay. Let me just see what is there. I'm a strong brother. If you press the chakam, okay, Asian girls will come out. You want to chat with me? And if you stay there 5 minutes, you are finished. So what do you do? Before you even go there, you see, you will shut down the computer. Amen! We need to grow in understanding. Can we see Job 28:28? Job 28:28. What does he say? And unto the man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Amen. The man that has understanding will depart from evil. To depart from evil takes energy. It requires strength. Amen. You see, you can say something is evil, but you don't have any strength to enforce it. That's called a failed nation. Isn't that so? Eh? It has no control over what comes in and what goes out. A banana republic. But a strong country say no, you're not bringing it in, and they block it. One rascal country called Turkey, they went and shot down a Russian plane because they are trying to enforce their right. We shall see that, how far they will go. Yes, it's power meet power. There's a spirit, because you have what the spirit needs. You have the life of God. They do not have access to it. They say, we must take it from you. Whether I like it or not, we must take it by force. The devil says, I will arise. I will set my throne. And I will rule over Zion. You need energy. Amen. To block it. So I think we need to move on to the third part of the message. Now, how do we deal with this situation? We have seen the effect. We have seen these spirits that are working in our soul. You know, we're not going to go into more scriptures, but there are scriptures, if you want, there are so many of them. Revelation 7 says there are four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, waiting to destroy it. And they say, do not hurt the earth until we seal the servants of God. Where? In their mind, in their forehead. And that's what we are trying to do. So we need to go to the solution. How can we change the situation? How can we turn the tide? How can I have victory in my mind? Praise God. Let me take you to 1 John chapter 5. It's always good to see the scripture. We're not teaching head knowledge, but we're looking at practicals. How can I apply it? How can I overcome? 1 John 5, 7 and 8, they give us the divine order of restoring life to the mind. Amen. Look around you. If somebody's sleeping, just tap the person. Amen. Please make sure you do that. Amen. You know, I'm here. I'm seeing some people. They're already relaxing. They may have traveled. Why they are still here? Verse 7 says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are what? One. Amen. So that's from God's point of view. So that's why I will always draw three circles. So we draw three circles to represent heaven. There are two things that are important. What's that? It's blocking it. Please, can we move this? This, my brethren, who are you seeing the board? If I were you, in those days, you know, when they put you on the high table, when they are presenting, the high table vacates and comes here. If I were you, this brother should vacate their cup, but maybe you need to tape something. Praise God. But you need to address that. Anyway, so there are two that are made for themselves. Amen. You know that song, "You are the one for me." You are the one for me. What's that song? "You are the one for me." You are the one I am waiting for. You are the one. You are the one. The soul is the one Christ is waiting for. The soul is the one for Christ. Amen. You remember that song? Amen. The two must be married. Christ is made for the soul. The soul is made for Christ. The Bible says that the body is not made for fornication. It's made what? For the Lord. Amen. But there are things that have been given to help these two to get married. Amen. So, you have the Father. I have the... No. Spirit should be somewhere. But I'm sure you understand what I mean. So, you have the Spirit of God. And you have the Father. Amen. And then you have the Spirit and you have the body. Amen. It is to help these two get married. Christ must possess the soul. And there is no argument. It is all or nothing. Amen. Christ must possess my soul. So he will send his Spirit into the soul. So the soul, the Spirit is coming to possess the mind, to regenerate the sight, to quicken your ability to hear the voice of God, to quicken your ability to discern, to quicken your ability to draw life from heaven, and to quicken your ability to be joined, to walk, to bring service. Amen. Amen now. Amen. So Christ must be linked. No, but the Bible says the next verse that there are three things that bear witness on earth. In other words, there are three things that bring the life of God into the soul. Number one, the blood. Two, the word. Three, the Spirit. These three bring the life of God into the soul. And they are doing it to change the soul so that the soul can receive the nature of Christ so that Christ can marry the soul. That's the purpose. Amen. So, the word of God converts the soul. Amen. It is the blood that does what? Makes atonement for the soul. Amen. And it is the Spirit that changes us from glory to glory after the image of Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there are three things that you must never lose sight of. The blood, the word, and the Spirit. Now, and I go back again to what we were saying. When we talk about the mind, we are not talking about Greek philosophy or motivational speaking or positive thinking, the power of positive thinking. There is a young man, I will call his name, Joseph Prince. He is popular particularly among young people, and many people are sold on they call it sloppy agape. You know, love, greasy grace, excess grace. Because it's easy to believe it. I'm the righteousness of God, the Christ. That's English language. I'm the righteousness of Christ. It's an English language that doesn't address the certain sin. Eh? Can someone say praise the Lord? If you like, confess from here to Abba and come back. If you don't break down that altar in the soul, you're not going anywhere. Amen. When we were on the campus, that's when they started. This man, he knows them. Amen. It's not going anywhere. It is soft on sin, soft on adultery, soft on the world, and is not taking you anywhere. Amen. These three must jam the emotion. Hallelujah. My emotion must be jammed by the word of God. Amen. It must jam the spirit of God. It must jam the blood. And when the blood passes through my emotion, it will come forth like gold. Amen. So, I'm going to read some scriptures. I'm going to read some scriptures to help us get a hold of it. Psalm 107. Verse 5. What does it say? Psalm 107, verse 5. I want you to remember this scripture very, very well. Whenever you sit down with Momo and Afang soup, remember that there is a man hungry. Eh? I want to make us feel guilty. And I wish I can succeed. Anytime, very soon I will enter that place. When you put one, say, my soul is hungry and thirsty. As you feed the natural man, there is a man who wants food. If you don't feed him, he will be kwashoko. Amen. He be lean, he will have disease. And he's on the way to die. Amen. I hope you know, the life in your body comes from your soul. Am I talking to somebody here? If your soul doesn't give life to your body, the body starts decaying. Very soon, it will get to a point, God will say, oh yeah, now, the man can't sustain this body anymore. He says, so come back now. So goes back to God, because he can't sustain the body anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, we'll see the scripture. So, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. The soul hungers and thirsts and must be fed. And I use the word that the soul is a junkie. You know what's a junkie? How many people know what a junkie is? Okay. Soul is an addict. What is an addict? Somebody that must get what he wants by hook or by crook. Amen. Somebody who is an addict to hard drugs can kill his mother, can kill his wife, can sell himself. Say, what is the life to me? I beg, give me the thing, John. Take me, anything you want, take and you take it. A man like that is a man called Esau. Say, bad word. Give me the thing, John, let me eat. And he had no regard to his birthright. Our birthright is that we are called to be sons of God. He said, beloved, we do not yet know what we shall be. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us that we should be called sons of God. We don't know what son of God is. Amen. Okay, where was it? So that's the first scripture. Psalm 105. 7 verse 5. Alright, let's look at another one. It's Psalm 106 verse 15. This is our Dubai scripture. Dubai scripture is on the board. Amen. Spar scripture. This is Spar scripture. What's the other one? I have another one. There's one Igbo one that came out. New one. Eh? Not you there. There's one new one that came out. Ijafia or something. There's one new one. Jafia. They will bring it to your house. If you like, you pay. Hey, Nigeria. They will bring it to my house. That's why now many fine dresses. It's Jafia that they are buying now in this fellowship. Amen. It lands on your door. Bam, bam, bam. See, do you like it? You like, you pay. That means there's trouble. Hey, America, in my house. You just go to your computer. Chakam, the next morning. Boy, it lands. Even tomatoes, hot, fresh ones, will land in your front. Amen. You want vegetables? Bakam. My hot one, land. Look at it though. While you are eating your hot moi, look at the scripture. And he gave them I'm a special child of God. Anything I ask God, he gives me. Oh my God, God loves you so much. If I wave my hand, God gives it to me. Be very careful. Look inside your soul. What do you say? But send what? Leanness into their soul. So this gospel they are preaching, I will never be poor again. He was telling us the story. A man said, my great-grandchildren will not be poor again. He will drink the beer again. He said, I will never be a poor man. He will drink another one. Brother, where is he now? It is the bed of poverty. Brethren, prosperity. Bible says, a man's life does not what? Consist in how much goods he has. Amen. You know, Nigeria, Obasanjo restored the middle class in Nigeria. We are talking sociology now. Yes. Eh? IDB wiped it out. Obasanjo restored it. Even now, they want to wipe it out again. It's going there. What it means is that all of us are riding new cars. Yes. You can stay in your house and buy. Your job can 80,000 minimum wage. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Amen. So of us are level 10, level 12. That means you press your hand, it will land in your house. But how many Bibles have you bought? How many concordance have you bought? How many things that will help you know the scripture have you bought? Amen. I remember when they gave me my first money for scholarship, 700 naira in 1981. I ran to Challenge Bookshop. I bought all the books there. My classmate went and bought a car. Two of them, they bought cars. The car that day, it was 400 naira in those days. Brother, car. Volkswagen Jetta was 400 naira. Amen. Brother, how much is Jetta now? Amen. What is our priority? Some of us are young men, have money. What are you doing with the money? Amen. God will give you a million. What are you doing with the million? If you didn't manage 10 naira, if you like, get 100 million. If I did, do more problem. Amen. This is our Dubai scripture. You might increase in your body. You might increase the length of the TV in your house. You might increase in how many meats in the soup you are eating. You know, you measure that one. If I used to eat more, now, chicken. Chicken. Can everybody say chicken? Chicken is there. And I have five chicken. That chicken, they use chemicals to make it to. You eat it, cancer will land. Be careful how you are eating the chicken. Amen. Leanness in the soul. Amen. The Bible says, seek ye first what?
The kingdom of God.
And all other things, what? The kingdom of God. Is there, these five things are written. That's the kingdom of God. Amen. How can I hear the voice of God? There are apps in your computer that can help you. There's a radio Bible in your computer. Free on the internet. It can play 24 hours in your house. So you can go and buy the big generator, put it so it plays Bible in your house. That's how to use money. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know, come and meet us. We'll give you a project. How to use money. Amen. Okay, so we've seen that scripture. Psalm 19. Can we see Psalm 19? Well, we are speaking about strength in the soul, inward man. Psalm 19, verse 7. What does it say? This one is simple to remember, but powerful. And I hope nobody in this room will leave this conference without memorizing this scripture. When the devil talks grammar to you, quote this scripture to him. Amen. When he tells you, the Bible says a righteous man falls seven times. Me, I've fallen. I say the devil, if you hear the word of God, the word of God, what does it do? It converted the soul. Amen. The law of the Lord is what? Perfect. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is what? Sure. Making wise. The simple. I am going to be wise. How will I be wise? By the word of God. Amen. One brother told me, we are coming back from Ukraine. He told us, he said, look, jokes. There's a program that a sister in their fellowship taught them how to read five verses of Psalms in a day. I said, really? He said, yes. How is it done? He told me. From that February to today, I've not dropped one Psalm. Every day, I read five Psalms a day. Every day, I read one proverb a day. There are 31 proverbs, one for every day. So before you touch the breakfast, make sure you touch the proverbs. If you make venture and touch the breakfast without touching proverb, know that you have bought market. Everybody say market. Market. That means you must read that and that. Yes, you know that it without reading proverbs. That's like before you close eye, you must drop that proverb. Why are you reading the proverb? Because the word of the Lord is one perfect converting. Now, converting means it will change the way you think. And my mind is changing. Whether you believe it or not, my mind is changing. Amen. I go back to Brother Hubert again. He said something. One story. One man said, called his son, said, oh, yeah, son, come. Take basket, go and fetch water from the stream. Brother, don't be annoyed, but I recorded it inside my heart. Amen. I don't know what people do in fellowship, but you must have a recorder that record them heavy, heavy, and you arrange it very well. The man went, came back, said, where's the water? No water, go back again. This boy will go to the stream, fetch you water with basket. By the time he reaches home, nothing. He said, look, daddy, what is happening? No, nothing. The man said, yeah, bring the basket. He said, okay, go and bring the other basket that was where you got the other one. So there are two baskets. One, the water fetching basket, and the Dubai basket that's enjoying. They look at the two. The water fetching basket was very clean. White. Dubai basket was still the way it is. In fact, more dust has fallen on it. That is the mind. Every day you read the word of God, what? Say you are clean by the word that you have received. No, amen.
Amen.
Many of us want to change our mind. It's not, there's no magic in it. The word of God must touch the mind. No word, no change in the mind. Okay, you don't quite believe, I can see. So we'll go there. Amen. Okay, let's look at the next scripture. Psalm 119 verse 103. What does it say? How sweet are thy words. Where? Unto my taste. Sweeter than honey. Amen. So, it's not just discussing the mind alone, it's speaking about the emotions also. Amen. So, the mind feeds the emotion and the desire. So, can we draw that? This is the way the soul works. The mind is the head of the soul. This is the emotion. This is the lion, the wild lion. Huh? You need energy to tame the lion. This is the will. I remember, it's the stubborn ox. You need energy also. And then you have the serpent. The fallen man. Fallen desires. The energy they need comes from the mind. And the mind may be ruled by darkness or ruled by the light of God. You determine who is going to rule. Amen. And Jesus is that Son of righteousness. So what we're trying to do is to shut this off and increase this. That the light of God will rule, overshadow the soul, and then your whole body will be full of light. Praise God. Amen. So he's saying that the word of God is sweet to the taste. So, the appetite for the word of God must be developed. Nobody is born with an appetite for the word of God. Is there anybody who has an appetite for the word of God? You got born again? Even when you're born again, after some time, it dies. And then you backslide. You go back to the world. Amen. You must cultivate the friendship. You must cultivate the ability. And when you commit yourself to the scriptures, it must be done. It must be first charge. Alright? The accountants, they know, I'm looking at one of them, they know, when you want to fund a program, it's called first charge, direct supply. As they are paying the money, bam, it goes straight. That's how it must be with you. The word of God must be first. Amen. First energy must go to feeding the soul. Because the word of God, that is the instrument of change. Amen. Okay, let's look at the next one. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16:24. Now, there's a principle. Okay, we'll come to the principle. There's a principle of Zion and the principle of Mount Sinai. There are two principles. that we will explain. But Proverbs 16:24 first. Okay? Pleasant words are what? Are as an honeycomb. Sweet to the soul and of benefit to the body. Amen. John says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul. Brother, can you show that? John, 3 John chapter 2. 3 John verse 2. Amen. The word of God has an answer for our bodies. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Do you know that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace? When you enter an office, you are a contractor, and the glory of God is radiated. Do you know the glory of God radiates? It begins to radiate from you. You enter, and the man is saying something good, sweetness around you. Even when there is no contract, he opened the lower, bring it out. I said, take it, go and do it. Why? He's responding to the goodness in your soul. Amen. You will prosper. You don't need to do 6 to 6. Let your soul prosper. Amen. And being, you know, you are radiating the life of God. Heaven is bouncing in and bouncing out of you. Amen. Your road will be made straight. All the Okada riders that will jam your road will run away. The armed robbers that wanted to come, they will take another road. Don't you know that? Because there is something radiating from you. I didn't hear any amen. We are talking about spiritual warfare. Because you are inside that bus and the energy from you is radiating, all the armed robbers will run away. The ones that have their gun will hide it. They won't know why. They just find that there is something that has disarmed men. The man that has the gun will operate it from his mind. Don't you understand? If your mind is stronger than his mind, your mind will disarm him. Ask that brother. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need strength in the mind. We need energy in the mind. And brother, it is day in, day out. Day in, day out. You see, this instant life, instant coffee, you pour the coffee, pour water, you drink. There is no instant energy. You must go and buy the oil and keep it. You buy the oil, you can't keep it. Other people that want it will come and slap you, take the oil and go their way. That's what the devil will do. You go, have quiet time, get it. Say, we're waiting for you outside. When you come back, they just put leg for you before they can get oil. Amen. So you must be able to perceive, see in the spirit, discern the devil. God will warn you. You see a dream, say, don't follow that road, go the right road. Amen. You promise somebody, say, I promise. Yes, you promise him, but God says, don't go there, take the right road. Amen. Because the man has already left that road, though. Amen. But you say, two of us agree. God says, go another road. The Boko Haram is there. Amen. Hallelujah. Next scripture. We are looking at the effect of the word of God on the soul. Proverbs 18 verse 8. This one is the one I was looking for. Never forget this scripture. Never, 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 never. The negative one is here, but there's a positive one there. What does it say? The wounds of a thin bearer are as what? Wounds. What do they do? And they go down into the what? Innermost. What is telling you? That the way to touch the innermost part of your belly is what? Through the word. Amen. When God wants to touch you, is the word. And that is why the ministry of the word is highest If you play with the ministry of the world, then you're not ready. And that's why the devil will corrupt the world. One wood. Eh? The word of God that is coming now is one wood. It's so weak. It's corrupted, bitter. It cannot sweet to the soul. Amen. It cannot convict the soul. It's all honey, honey, sweet, sweet. God loves you. Can you imagine everybody in Port Harcourt is born again? Eh? All the radio programs say God will bless you. God does not bless and prosper the rich, the poor man, the wicked man. Amen. God says he's angry with the wicked every day. Repent, then God will bless you. You must hear the pure, unadulterated, hard word of God. That's what will bring repentance to the depths of the soul where there is wickedness. He said that the heart of man is what? Evil, black, desperately wicked. It needs a long, sharp knife. Amen. To circumcise it. When they were coming to the promised land, the man said, bring sharp knives and circumcise them again. We need sharp knives, brethren. Amen. I didn't like the way he said, let the man talk to me. Eh? Me. If you like, talk anything. I must record it and play it back and respond to it. However you put your mouth, it's not my business. Because I know the word of God is going to do something in my soul. Amen. Words are powerful. And you must get the word. It says, my son, hide my law in you. You know what it says? Proverbs 2, Proverbs 3, Proverbs 1, 4, 5, 6. Read them. It says, my son, receive my word. Guard my word. When you put the word of God, it's like Obunigwe. It's walking there. Eh? You don't need to go there supervised. The word of God will do it. Where you cannot go, the word will go. Amen. Look at the opposite. He told me idiot. Am I an idiot? You are meditating on idiots. You are getting energy from idiots. I will show him. Haven't you said so before? Anybody who has not said so, raise your hand. I'm going to see you. Me, idiot, I will show him. You are meditating on idiots. I wish you would meditate on the word of God. Meditate on it. Think about it. Say, blessed is the man. He said, in his word does he meditate day and night. Amen. He delights in the word. Evening and morning, the word of God is his delight. He said, it shall be like a tree, what? Planted by the rivers of water. Do you know why? The word of God is a key. It opens the river of heaven. Amen. Anywhere the word of God is, the Spirit of God must follow it. That's the trick. Anywhere the word of God is, the Spirit of God is next, following it fast. So if you want to get the Spirit, get the word. The word is more local to us. It's more domesticated. It's easy. All right? From the word, you enter the Spirit. Amen. Well, David said, when my heart is overwhelmed, what will I do? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Amen. Amen. He said, oh Lord, do I cry to you from the ends of the earth? Have mercy upon me. Before long, he's in the Spirit. Amen. When you are down, turn to the word. Amen. Psalm 119 is one of the best. Psalm 119 is, oh my God, if you read it, you are in heaven. Before you reach middle, you are already there. Amen. Next time when you feel depressed, go to Psalm 119 and start reading. Initially, your mind will be traveling, going to Arsenal. Don't worry, keep firing on. Before long, you forget about Arsenal. Amen. But when you spend 3 hours on the F, Facebook. Amen. You do another 3 hours on checking email. The Asian girls will land on your table. Amen. Hallelujah. We must change our habits. We must change our lifestyle. I call it conference lifestyle. Everything you are doing in this conference, do it every day. And your life will never be the same again. You can listen to a message every day. One message a day is possible. Amen. Because the word of God is going, it is going to change. It's going to convert your thoughts. It's going to convert your emotions, your mind, and so on. Praise the Lord. Okay? We'll have one last one, then we'll move on. Proverbs 27:7. This is another Dubai scripture. You know, I have a number of Dubai scriptures. This is another one. Amen. The full soul. Loathed even a honeycomb. That's the way the soul is made. Amen. If you are full, you cannot add anything. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says some people, what their problem was fullness of bread. Idleness. Amen. When a man is full of bread, he'll be idle. Yes, his great-grandfather was a millionaire. What would his father be? His great-grandfather was a millionaire. He had all the houses in Port Harcourt. The son of that one, he has no work to do because he owns everything in Port Harcourt. Amen. Some of you children, their father's father was poor. But they themselves are not poor. And many of you are born with silver spoon in your mouth. Be careful of this Dubai scripture. Amen. The full soul is what? Loaded a honeycomb. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. I was reading a book. There's a man, a young man in America. It's called Walking the Bible. He walked in all the places mentioned in the first five books in the Bible. He went to Jericho. He went to everywhere physically. And he said something, that the young people in America have a problem. And many of you in this room, you are in that situation. See, they have never seen a war before. They have never suffered adversity. Nobody close to them has died before. All their needs are met. They have never gone through any physical hardship. So they are out of touch with reality. He was speaking of himself. And he said he will go back to Israel. Before he went, he didn't believe in God. By the time he finished, he was a great believer of the word of God. Amen. Some of us are out of touch with reality. We have never lacked anything what your parents have given to you. It's called fullness of bread. Because your parents don't want you to suffer what they suffered. I used to go to school, walking to school. I never had any car. Daddy dropped me. Daddy is running with the students in the hostel. They used to shout from here. That's why I shouted in the house. So don't worry, pray for me. They used to call him Ohai. He stays there. He sees the student. He will shout. The student will run back to the hostel. I had to walk to school. Amen. Walk to school, walk back. How many of you children are walking to school? Fullness of bread. Look at the Dubai scripture very well, Lord. When your soul is full, as we are here now, you are sleeping. So let him just finish. Daddy will pay your school fees. Your shoes are all ironed. In fact, the canvas you are wearing, I can never wear it until, because I won't even try. Amen. You are wearing Air Jordan. How many people have Air Jordan here? Air Jordan. Amen. You have the heavy jeans. Do you know that jeans get grade? Jeans get grade. Amen. Nakwe, check. Check very well. Look at the Dubai scripture. Because when you have all that life can give, no push. That's why the children in America, They like Muslims. They like Islam. Because Islam puts a discipline on them. That's why they are going in groups. They want to make something out of their lives. Amen. The Bible says, you must empty your soul. You will empty it. Then when it is empty and you are hungry, God will fill it. Amen. You will empty it yourself. God is talking to you. You will. The Bible says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. God will never reject that prayer. They must be filled. It's a program that runs in the soul. If you are hungry, God must come to you and fill you. Amen. All right, let's go to the Spirit. Proverbs 20:27. We're just looking at scriptures that show us the power of the word. The power, and I want to give it to you. Try it. Work on the program. There's a program, this brother. Brother, can you stand up? Stand, yeah. This brother has a program, reading the Bible in 1 year. I've taken my own. And I've told God, in fact, I wanted to read 3 times next year. But I've slowed down. I said, okay, let me go once. So I'm telling you so that you will pray for me. I'm adding it to my 5 scriptures and one proverbs. This Bible, I must read it next year, complete. Amen. Brother, he has it, it's free. Collect from him. And you follow it. This one, he divides the Bible into four parts. You read it. And at the end of, by this time next year, you will have read the Bible, complete one. In addition to other things you will do. The mind must be trained. It's a wild place. It needs energy. It needs force to train it and subdue it to the things of God. Proverbs 27. Okay, 20. It says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The belly in that place speaks of the soul. He's saying the soul is a dark place in its light. Amen. In the Bible, in the tabernacle, the lampstand is the place where the soul is illuminated. Alright? And the lampstand is in the holy place. I don't know if you can see this. So in the holy place, you have the lampstand, then you have the shewbread. Now, these are the places to where the soul is changed. Now, we have need of consecration. Consecration is saying, I must go in to be changed. Amen. There must be a determination in you to go in. Now, Jesus is the door into the tabernacle. So, you give your soul to Jesus, and he begins to bring change. Jesus is the one that does it. Amen. So, the doorway is manned by Jesus. He said, I am the door. Nobody can come into the sheepfold except by me. So there are 7 lamps of fire. This is the place where the soul is enlightened. So the Spirit of God enlightens the soul. So there is an ability in you to receive light from God. Amen. So he's saying, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord. So if you follow this photograph, it means that the spirit of God lightens your spirit, and your spirit lightens the soul. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost It's the energy of God that comes into your spirit, and from your spirit, that life comes into the soul. Amen. And some of us, we are baptized in the Holy Ghost, but the water, that's what Brother Sam was talking about. The fire, the altar is, the fire is off. There's no energy, there's no force in our soul. Amen. God can visit us again and light that fire. Amen. You can get that light every day. The enlightenment, the illumination. There's an inward light that you must have as a believer. Amen. It comes from the Spirit. Amen. So, we must learn to cultivate it, to walk in it, and to make it our daily work. Ezekiel 47. Speaks of a river. But before we read Ezekiel 47, can you open Ezekiel 44 verse 1? That's a principle. Ezekiel 44. It says, then he brought me back the way of the gate that looketh, or the gate of the outward sanctuary, which looketh toward the east. And it was shut. Alright, next verse. Then said the Lord unto me, this gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it, because the Lord, the God of Israel, had entered in by it. Therefore, it shall be shut. Amen. This gate is the mind. Ezekiel's temple is God's story about you, about your soul. Amen. And if you look at the tabernacle, I showed you yesterday, the east, this gate, the entrance into this tabernacle was from the east. And I also said the sun arises from the east and sets in the west. The west is where you have the Ark of the Covenant. And that's where the glory of God is to set. Amen. And God says, I will meet you between the wings of the cherubim. Amen. So, there is a principle that when you begin to open your mind, the glory of God will come. I thought I would hear a big amen. And there is an announcement. The glory of God is coming back to the temple. And it will come through the east gate. Amen. So, let me say it again. The practical way to open your mind is from the scriptures. When you start reading the scriptures, the entrance of the word of God, what does it do? It bringeth light. Amen. So if you have darkness, you come to the word of God, light will come. And the Spirit of God will come with the light. And the river starts flowing. Amen. Okay, Ezekiel 47. Let's go to Ezekiel 47 and build on it. This is another Dubai scripture. Amen. This is another of my Dubai scriptures. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, water issued out from under the threshold of the house. Where? Eastward. That's always the direction. In Revelation 7, it said there was an angel that was arising what? From the east. Amen. The east represents the mind of God and represents your own mind also. Amen. For the forefront of the house was towards the east. And the waters came from the right side of the house at the south of the altar. Next. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate towards the north, and led me about the way. And okay, go to the next verse. Yes. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were at the ankle. Now, when you read down, it says the next thing the water came to the knee. The next, the waters came to the loins. Before, it was such that he could not. The only thing he could do was to flow with the river. Now, it shows the force of the move of God upon the mind. Amen. Now, when next you go to the river, try and go to the shore. I remember when we went to Laka, I went to the Atlantic Ocean, and you'll see the waves coming. And we will try to walk by the beach, and the water will come touch the leg. You know, when the water is at the ankle, you are in control. And many of us are spectators, even in this conference, they are spectators. Let me just see what they are saying. If I don't come now, they will say I'm not righteous. Let me just come and see what they are doing. So you are a spectator in this conference. Anybody like that? Well, don't worry, that the day will declare. Amen. Spectator, Dubai, look at it. The water is just at the ankle. You are in control. It's just touching you. And there are people who are just spectators. They are not involved. The move of God is going on. One of them, his name is Judas. He was inside the move of God, but he never touched his soul. Amen. While the thing was there, he was planning how he would get 30 changes of clothes. 30 pieces of silver. It was his business. And the Bible says that the waters began to increase until he touched the loins. And then it was such that he could not, So what it tells me is that the word of God can have various types of effect upon me. It can be such that I have the word of God, I'm using it. It's not using me. But the Bible says that this river, wherever that river will come, anything it will meet, if it is dead, it will receive life. So for me, it is an encouragement that there are dead areas. But all I need to do is to expose it to the force of the word of God, and it will bring a change. Praise God. I'm going to jump now because I noticed we are running out of steam. Leviticus 17. I think we'll close with that. We'll continue another day. Amen. 17:10, I think. Leviticus 17:11 says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the blood." The blood of Jesus is an ancestral spirit. The sister was speaking here, and she said the blood of Jesus is a person. There's a life in it. Amen. And that blood comes with life. We need to learn how to rebuke the devil by the blood. Amen. we need to come to the place where the blood is always speaking. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaks better things. Do you know a blood that speaks? Every blood speaks, by the way. Amen. Even the blood of animals speak. Eh? Amen. Do you know Bloody Mary? Where are they? Asa? I know you didn't take it, but I'm sure you heard of Bloody Mary. How many people know Bloody Mary? Eh? On the campus. What do you mean? That's what those court boys drink. They put blood, put martini. Put the blood of everybody, give it to you to drink. For initiation. Amen. Yes. They drink. And when they drink it, their eye turns red. And they go for action. Amen. So even natural blood has so much power. In Syria alone, when they recruit the child soldiers, the first thing they do, they tell them, go and kill your mother. Yes. And when they kill, they take blood, rub it in their eye. It's over. All the demons in hell were in Syria alone. I was reading an account of what they did. I can't even repeat it to you. I watched a film, Hotel Rwanda. How many people have seen Hotel Rwanda before? Hotel Rwanda. Many people do. That is the thing you should be watching now, not this Abuja girls and Abuja boys. Go and watch the Hotel Rwanda. Then you know that's when your life starts for you. Amen. You will see the lion. This lion we are drawing here, you will see it walking on the street. Amen. You will know that there is a lion wild in human beings. Amen. You know, the other day they were saying, a man, some boys, he was telling us, a young man was passing, youth copper. He saw some rascal boys. They got a young lady, ripped her open and brought her the baby. The man didn't know when he slaughtered all of them. Meet him, he will tell the story. He didn't know when he slaughtered all those boys who did that. Brethren, we are talking about reality. Blood. You need to have the blood on your soul. Amen. And Bible says that when I see the blood, it's not the one you put on your car, sticker. And when I say, that is English language. The devil is not the... They respect the one that is upon your soul. Life, speaking, and walking. Amen. Because in that blood is a light and an energy. If you have it in your house, when they come there, they say they see sanctuary people. In that house, I'm not going there. There are some heavy men I see there with double barrel gun. They pass. You don't see, but the armed robbers, they see it. Amen. It is real. The Bible says the angels of the Lord, they encamp round about death. Elisha and his boy, they were there. The boy was shaking. The man said, Lord, open his eyes. He said, my Lord Elijah, let us go. He said, sit down. You need God to open your eyes to see the things around you. I said to God, I must see it. Amen. You need to ask God, open my eyes to see into the Spirit. And you will... You see, when you see it, you will know the reality. Many of us do not. God is still a story. Amen. That's why God is teaching us war. We pray war doesn't come, but prepare for war. I thought you say, okay, you should say, prepare for war. Amen. And to prepare, you need to strengthen the inner man. And we are saying, not too much English, three things. The blood, the word, and the spirit. They are the three things that bring the life of God into the soul. Amen. And you can work on it. I thought I'd have time to go to the tabernacle, but no problem. These three things, you find them from the brazen altar. The first thing you find on the brazen altar is the blood. And the Bible says when you want to consecrate the high priest, Leviticus 8, you bring the priest. And the first thing you do, you put blood on his right ear. Do you think God is playing games? The right ear, you put blood there. You put the blood on the right tongue. You put it on the right toe. And three things. Then you take the oil, put it upon the blood on the thumb, and upon. That's how you consecrate the priest. Now, if God does that for the natural priest, how about the spiritual priest? The soul must be consecrated to be a priest. Amen. And this offering must be brought. He said, thou will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all. This is the greatest commandment. So as we move forward, you need on a daily basis to bring your soul and give it to Jesus. He said, this is your daily sacrifice. Say, I beseech you, brethren, to bring your soul as what? An offering. When you give it to Jesus, the Bible said that he opened their understanding. Understanding does not come by reading Greek books, reading Bible books. That's not how it comes. It comes by giving it to Jesus. Amen. Those men on the road to Emmaus, the Bible said that he broke the bread and he opened their understanding. Jesus is the one that opens. He is the one that changes. You must relate to him. Many of us have lost touch with Jesus. Is Jesus your best friend? Are you intimate with Jesus? Or is he just something you need to get blessing? We need to fall in love again with Jesus. Amen. One of the ministries of David Wilkerson was that he was so much in love with Jesus. Amen. We need to get that anointing again of falling back to give our life to him. Now, when we bring that offering, he is the one that will open our understanding. And he will begin to teach us. He said he will feed the sheep like a shepherd. Amen. He will gently lead the young. He knows where the needs are, and he's going to minister to you. So, we're not speaking about a machine. It's not mechanical. It has to be, you need to walk with God. Enoch walked with God, and God began to do things in his life. So, I want to end, and then the message is simple. We need to have strength in the inward man. And to have strength in the inward man, I must know that there is a throne of darkness within my soul. And I must make war against it. Amen. This war is a daily walk. And I must make friends with those who are making that war. My best friends are those who make war against the throne of darkness in their soul. I don't have any social friends. You don't have to be like me, but I don't see how you can make it without being a radical. Your best friends must be those who do the will of God. They came to Jesus, say, your mother is outside. Say, life. Say, mother. Say, my people are those who do the will of God, and they love it. Amen. If you still have attachment, and your attachments want to go to Dubai when you want to come to camp meeting, trouble there. My mother would say, that means trouble there. You want to come to camp meeting, your best friend is going to Dubai. That you choose. Amen. Or he wants to go to California and go to spa. Amen. Or you go to Calabar for Carnival. They're on now. Calabar, Carnival, they're on. But when your best friend are those who, in fact, they love God more than you love God. So every time you meet them, you get challenged. Amen. When you meet them, you get more fire. Those are friends to keep. The ones that take you to Dubai and California and London and Ubudu. Amen. Those ones, you need to shut them off. Make them peripheral. Just be there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.